Hey, class or classes, actually. This is Prof. JC here, and I'm very excited for these courses to begin. Just a couple real quick things before I dive into the content that we're going to talk about today. So this podcast today is for three different classes I'm teaching this semester. So if you're in Business 6049, this podcast is for you. If you're in Business or Leadership 60481, Integrity, this is for you, or Business Leadership 6048P for Purpose. This episode is for you as well. So now, typically what we'll have is after we get the first couple of weeks here, we'll start spreading off and I'll do a video for each class. 6049, we won't have very many videos because we're going to be in person here in just a couple of weeks. But for the other two, we'll have separate videos as we talk about, for one of the classes, purpose, the other class, we talk about integrity. I've also shared with you, and I appreciate your patience. We are going to build as we go along this semester because in previous semesters, we've just gotten comments, and I didn't build these classes. So we're going to build this as we go along, but I didn't build the previous ones. But we've gotten some comments, and I completely understand, hey, there's too much work. And even with some of the other classes, I've had to take out work, but there still seems to be a little too much. Here's what this class, okay, 649, 608, 6048P, 6048I, here's what this is all about. It is only about you reflecting on yourself as a leader. This course is about you. And the only way you fail this course is if you don't do the work. Okay. I'm not going to get in there, especially with reflection, and tell you that you're wrong about anything. Okay. Your journey is your journey. You're trying to figure out your journey on the path to leadership. But what we can't do is just not turn in assignments. Okay. Or get them turned in way late or whatever. Here's how I don't want you to see this class. If you see this, especially for those of you who have this as a one unit class, if you see this as just kind of a pain in the rear end, a mosquito in my ear, and I just got to get through this, then you're not going to get the value that you need to get from this class. This class is all about you. Okay. I have a certain belief that about the difference between business and leadership, and it's very distinct. Business is doing. It's doing the marketing. It's doing the sales. It's doing the innovation. It's doing the supply chain. It's doing the quality improvement. It's doing the strategy. All of that's important. It's doing the accounting. It's doing the finance. All of that's important. Okay. That's why for those of you who are in the class, you're getting an MBA, a Master of Business Administration. You're learning how to do a little bit better. Leadership in its simplest form is helping other people do more effectively, do better. Okay. That's all it is. So as a technician, right, you're a subject matter expert. You're able to, you know, get in there and you're able to do the work of marketing. And so you get an extra degree in marketing because you want to do that work. You want to, you know, you're an MBA. And so you want to do business better. You want to do accounting better, do marketing better, whatever it is. And all that's great. Leadership has nothing to do with you. It has to do with helping other people do. I'm a firm believer. Great leaders don't even have to know how to do the thing. It always helps to do the thing, whatever it is. Again, you know, if you're a leader in accounting, probably good that you understand accounting. If you're a leader in finance, probably good you understand finance. If you're a leader in marketing, you get the idea. But I'm a huge believer that you can be, if you're really a great leader, you can go into any industry, you can go into any company, you can go into any field, and you will be successful. Why? Because you know how to lead and you understand it is not about you. It's about empowering other people to get the job done. Okay. So the reason why I say all that is simply this: leadership takes a different skill. And I've heard people say, and me, I'm a professor of leadership. So I would get upset about this, you know, if I hear people say this, but I'll hear people say, you can't teach leadership. How do you do that? Now, what they're saying is you really need to be in practice with leadership. And I agree with that. But courses like this help us to dive in and figure out the underbelly of leadership and the underbelly of ourselves, really, because here's the thing. You can do almost anything. And you can do it at that kind of intellectual level. Leadership is much different. Leadership's because now you're dealing with human beings. You're dealing with emotions. That means you have to be at the top of your game as an individual. The worst boss you've ever had, the most micromanaging boss you ever had, okay? I promise you this, is someone who didn't have the things that we're going to talk about this entire semester. They didn't have these things down. And so they showed up to the work. They weren't fully healed. They weren't fully reflective. There are people in the workplace, you know who they are. And some of you in this class, it's you. Okay. But there are people, all of us know the person, they're doing a certain job. They're working for a certain company. They're making a certain amount of money. Why? Because they're trying to impress their dad, because they're trying to impress the people from high school. Still, they're trying to impress, you know, their grandma, their mom, their grandparent, that teacher in school that told them they weren't going to make anything of themselves. That exists out there. I understand that, because for many years that was me, and I still wrestle with that. That's why everything we're talking about the next 16 weeks is important. And it's I understand how important it is, because I know that without these things we're going to talk about, leadership just doesn't work. You won't be a good leader long term. You might be a good subject matter expert, and you might be good at the doing, but you're not going to be good at leading other people to do. And that's what this is about. Okay. So I'm saying all that to say I'm passionate about these one unit courses, or I know a subset of you are in my 3-unit course with this, but the rest of you are in, it's a 1-unit, and it can feel like a little mosquito in your ear. Don't let it feel that way. My job is to make sure that there's not a ton of work with this, right? But that the work we do is important, and that you have a chance these next 16 weeks to really reflect on who you are. And I think the best compliment that I could get is somebody at the end of the class say, you know what, Prof JC, I either dove deeper in, I figured out who I was, and I dove deeper in, I know I'm on the right path. Or even for someone, and I've seen this in our leadership programs specifically, because I teach more there. And I love to see this. It's scary for the student, but when they come and they say, now that I've been taking this program, this leadership program, I realize I'm way off the mark and now I'm changing careers. Whoa, that's scary. But at the same time, it's exciting, because I recognize, wow, this is someone who's really taken this to heart and they've done deep work on this. Okay. So very quickly, I want to say this, what I want to talk about, and then I want to get to our final questions here. I want to try to make this short. My own story of leadership, the reason why I do what I do, I always appreciate when people ask me that question, and I'm going to make this short. I was working at the time in a large church. Okay. I was in music at the time. I was gifted in that area. And so I was hired by a very large church in San Diego County, and I was on the platform, and I did a lot of platform, what they call platform ministry. And so I was up in front of hundreds, if not thousands of people, got to actually go out and travel with the senior pastor, who did a lot of rallies around the country. And now we're up in front of 10 to 12,000 people. Very exciting. So because I did that well, in that church, there was a Hispanic ministry, and they called me up and they said, hey, would you come join us kind of part time, do what you're doing out there and all that stuff, but we like who you are for whatever reason. Would you come join us and help us build our music program? So I was assigned from kind of the, I guess you want to call it the English church. I was assigned from the English church to help out with the Hispanic congregation. And when I came to, so this church was about, so this is pre-COVID, they had about 8 to 10 to 12,000 people on a weekly basis, anywhere from 8,000 to 12,000. So this is a lot of people. Okay. Now the Hispanic ministry, not so much. They just hired a new pastor. He'd been there a couple of years trying to grow up. They had 142 people my first week there. And so the Hispanic pastor and I, we got together and we started diving, and he said, here's what we're going to do. And we created a plan. So I take my part of the plan, and my job was to help grow the music program. And he wanted the music program to be on par with the English. And again, we had a lot of work to do, because the English congregation had been around for years and years. I mean, decades. And the music program had been around for decades, and had been led by one person for almost 20 years. So we had a lot of work to do, but we dove in, we did the work. So, long story short, I began the job of recruiting people for the music program. And I realized quickly I was not a good leader. And here's how I knew I wasn't a good leader. We would get up to about 20 people in the program, and 19 was about the number on average 19. And people would quit, and people would quit, and people would quit, and people would quit. And we could not grow this thing. I couldn't grow this thing. And I was bringing everything I had. I thought I was very good. I was a subject matter expert. I'd done music for years. I was very good at this. And I just dove in, and I couldn't. And so one day I ended up, and I'm being transparent with you, the story, I was on the 8 freeway driving from East County. At the time, I lived in Mission Valley. So I was driving back to my apartment in Mission Valley. And I'll be transparent with you. It was a Thursday night, and I remember it was raining. It was in the month of May, and it hardly ever rains in San Diego, but it was raining that night, and I'm in tears. I couldn't get this thing to work, and I'd been doing it now for about 18 months, and I couldn't. And that's a long, it doesn't seem like a long time, but when you're in it, that's a long time to have something not working. And I was trying everything I could. I tried so hard, and I couldn't understand, you know, why aren't people following me? Why isn't this thing growing? And so I found myself in tears. Anyway, long story short, that night, I keep saying long story short, and I'm making it longer, right? That night, I'm getting pulled over on the 8 freeway. My registration tags needed to be renewed. I'd been pulled over a few weeks prior. I still didn't get it done. They ended up impounding my car that night. It's a true story. That same time, I'm in the middle of a relationship breakup where I'm being broken up with, and this is a person I was engaged to. And so it was May. So this would have been May of 2011. Okay. So this is, I don't know, 12 years ago, something like that. And all of this is happening. And it's like my whole world. And so I find myself walking home from the 8 freeway to my apartment in Mission Valley in the rain. And I'm thinking about this group, this thing that's not happening here, this program. Obviously, my personal life is in shambles that day. I've got an unpaid registration. I've got a relationship that's breaking, an engagement that's breaking up. And I realized somehow that night, I realized, okay, this is on me. Fast forward, at the time I was finishing up my degree at UCLA. So I'm up on campus there, and I find myself in the library, and I find this book called On Becoming a Leader by Dr. Warren Bennis. And somehow it caught me, and I picked it up and I started reading it. And now before this, I'd had somebody tell me, hey, start reading some leadership books. I had people tell me this for weeks, maybe months. Hey, start reading. If you're not getting the results you want, pick up some leadership books. And I thought that leadership and personal development books were for losers. So I wasn't going to read that. I was like, no way. I'm good enough as it was. I spent 4 years in the Army. I was a good leader there. People listened to me. I had rank, right? So it's a little different there. But I just thought that the skills would transfer. So I'm not reading any of those loser books, right? Well, I pick up this book in the UCLA library, and somehow I was ready to hear it. And the message sank deeply in. That led to reading a few more books and a few more books. I took that summer off. Actually, I took 6 weeks off. I asked my bosses, said, I need time to figure this out. I just need to walk away for 6 weeks if you'll let me. And they were kind enough. They said, yes, take the time you need. You got to get all this figured out. I spent that 6 weeks reading and reading and reading. I came back, and this program that I couldn't get past 19 people, this is no joke. Okay. I came back in August, and by November we had like a really big production. So I needed to have, and we were at 80 something people. We had almost quadrupled in size in about 3 to 4 months. Why? And it had nothing to do with me. It was because the principles of leadership that I began to understand. And it started with this book. And here's one of the things that Dr. Warren Bennis talks about in this book. He talks about the journey of self-discovery leads to self-expression. That's one of the most important things for leader. And then he talks about this idea that still resonates with me. He said, leaders should not seek to lead. Leaders should instead seek to live fully expressed lives. That means that you just go about and you find the work that you're meant to do, and you do that work and you do it well. Now, we need to learn how to be leaders. I get that. I understand that. And that's what, especially for those of you who are in our leadership programs, I would say for all of our graduate programs in the business school, we really try to teach that. But our leadership, we're really central on that. How do we become a better leader? But that day really shook me. And I was able to understand that, okay, there's more. And I remember reading that sentence and saying, I'm trying to be a leader. I'm not trying to live a fully expressed life. That was one of the key pieces that began to change, and said, I just need to focus on full expression of myself, as opposed to just trying to lead and be a really good manager and be a really good leader, right? It's more about full expression. Okay. And so here's the reason why I'd say all of that. These next few weeks are all about you, and it's about you on the path to self-discovery that leads to full self-expression, that leads to you being a person who's living a fully expressed life. Okay. I've said it before. There are people in leadership classes all the time. There are people in business courses there who shouldn't really be here. They're doing it because they're trying to impress mom and dad. They're doing it because they're trying to impress a teacher, whatever it is, but it's not really central to them. And so my hope over the next few weeks is that you become people who are People who are a full expression, who live lives of full expression. And out of that will come the leadership you want. Out of that will come the money. Out of that will come the profit. Out of that will come the management, all the things that you're leading. But it starts with you, okay? It starts with this idea of you, okay? So again, I've said this before, don't see this as homework. See this as a journey for you to become a person, who's living a full express life. So here are the questions that I'm going to ask of you, and I'm going to let you alone. And I think we're going to have one more podcast where we do a shared one with all the classes, and the rest of the semester will be spread out. Okay. Okay. So here we go. So here's the first question. What were the three things that Warren Bennis, that I just shared with you, that Warren Bennis, that I learned from his book? Okay. Three things I just shared with you. What were those? And then I have a reflective question for you, and that's going to help me as we kind of guide this course. Okay. I've shared this before that we're building as we go along, and I think that's going to be important for us to do. So I want to ask you a question. What do you hope to gain and to take away from our time together? Okay. All three of these courses that I'm talking to right now, we're going to be doing this together for 16 weeks, 15 now. Okay. It'll be 14 next week. Over the next 14 to 15 weeks, what is your hope to take away from this course? And I can't wait to read that. You can write that in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sentences, however you want to. There's not a requirement on this. But again, I want you to list off the three things that I shared with you that Warren Bennis talked about in his book. And then I want you to share with me just personally, what are three things that you hope to take away from our time together in the next 6 weeks? Hey, thanks so much for listening. I'm really excited about the next few weeks. We've got some books here that we'll be diving into, and we're going to do reflection. Typically, what's going to happen, you'll have about one assignment a week, and every week you're going to have some kind of reflection. Okay. And then midway through the course, we'll have some kind of reflection paper, just a short one, 2 to 3 pages. It won't be much. And at the end of the semester, because I always believe we need to have a goal to work towards, we'll have another one. And then that's going to be combined with the presentation. That's it. Okay. So one assignment a week that'll be reflective in nature. It's about you. This isn't heavy on research, all that kind of stuff. You'll have to listen to me, or I'll put out an article. We'll see, or watch a YouTube, link or whatever. And then you reflect on that. And then again, halfway through, we'll have a midterm reflection paper. At the very end, we'll have a final paper plus a presentation that you'll put together, and you'll upload to Canvas. And so I want this class to add value to you. That's the most important thing. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you next week for our next episode of this podcast, the Office Hours podcast. I'll see you later. Take care.